Note that if the surface is still not porous after sanding, that is, if it doesn't pass the water drop test, you'll need to use a hand grinder to remove the non-porous material. Remember, if the water is beading on the surface, you won't get an accurate pH reading, because you'll only be testing the pH of the water drop itself. If you do have to mechanically prepare the surface, it's best to wait until just before you install the floor covering, so that your pH test is done on the actual floor surface you'll be installing over.